Blog Talk Radio.
Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Healthy Cooking with Mac Rovell on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the first Thursday monthly from 1 to 2 p.m. You are listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips and recipes to change your diet, eat healthy, live well, and it tastes great. So now I give you your wonderful host, Valerie Wilson.
Welcome to Healthy Cooking with Mac Rovell. Hi, I'm Valerie Wilson, chef, author, counselor. I have been in the food industry for over 24 years, and I've been teaching cooking classes for 19 years. I thoroughly enjoy coming to you every month and bringing you recipes, tips, nutritional information, all about healthy cooking. My background is in vegan macrobiotic cooking, so my recipes do not incorporate any animal products. I use all organic ingredients, and I also don't use anything that's refined or processed. So the idea is to cook food using food in its whole form. Food as close to Mother Nature as possible. Speaking of Mother Nature, I'm coming to you from the beautiful state of Michigan, where we are experiencing winter right now. Although we've had an incredibly mild winter lately, in fact, it is here in the middle of February, and we're experiencing temperatures in the 40s and the 50s. But in healthy cooking, we like to cook our food according to the seasons, and so I do, in my cooking classes, teach all about the different seasons and how to cook for them. Here in the wintertime, you need to cook food that's more warming to your body so that you can impart heat into your body so that you remain warm in the wintertime. And in the summer, we cook foods that are more lighter in energy so that you can create coolness in your body. These are the founding principles of a lot of my recipes, a lot of the cooking classes that I teach. It goes according to ancient Oriental medicine, and it's actually the study of a system called the Five Transformations of Energy. That if anybody out there is familiar with acupuncture or, like I said, Chinese medicine, Tai Chi, even Kung Fu and other martial arts, they follow this analogy, and they also teach about how there's five different seasons. I know most people have been raised with four, but in Oriental medicine, there is five. And again, we're in the winter season. In the winter season, we cook with more fat, because that imparts heat into your body, more things that are baked in the oven, warming to the body, casseroles and stews and things like that. And the signature grain for this time is kasha or buckwheat. And we eat lots of vegetables at this time that are hearty, warming to the body, like root vegetables, such as rutabaga and turnips and daikon. If you think about our ancestors and how they lived very close to nature. So if you think about, you know, how our ancestors lived with fruit cellars, they had a way that they would use the vegetables that would be able to be stored for a long time. So when you go to the store nowadays and you're thinking, I need to cook for the wintertime, think about vegetables that would last a long time in a fruit cellar. Oh, such as cabbage, carrots, winter squashes, you know, your butternut squashes, your acorn squashes, your spaghetti squashes, all those things were harvested in the fall time and then put in a fruit cellar, which would be a cold place that they could store their food. And this food would last all winter long for our ancestors, and this is what they ate. Again, this is what a lot of my cooking is based on, and also what one of my cookbooks called Healthy and Delicious Cooking Spring Season, which came out last year, is all based on the spring season of cooking, which actually is coming up right around the corner after winter comes spring. And I also am currently working on coming out with a series of all five seasons. It's probably going to take me a couple of years to do all five seasons, but currently I'm working on creating the summer season for this year coming up. This cookbook, the spring season, and all the ones in the coming up series have full-colored pictures in them, and they go into an explanation in the introduction about the particular season, the foods that are available and are correlated with that season, and the different foods that are correlated with that season. This cookbook and is available for purchase on my website, which is macrovale.com. I hope you do get a chance to visit my website, macrovale.com, because there's a lot of great information on there. I've written many past articles that are all archived on there. You can purchase my cookbook on there. There's also links on my website to various other places you can learn more, such as my YouTube channel. I have created a YouTube channel where I post short, informative videos about food, where the food comes from, how to use the food, how to cook with the food, such as I have such topics such as kasha, the whole grain that I mentioned already, tempeh, which is a naturally fermented soy product. So there's a link there on my website that you can view my YouTube channel. You can also go to my Facebook page, which is MacroVal Food. Speaking of my Facebook page, and you can like it there, the recipe that I am sharing with you on today's show and the recipe of the month is my chocolate cream pie. So the article this month was written all about chocolate. And on my Facebook page, I post pictures. So you have a pictorial there, step-by-step instructions. You can see how to create this pie visually. So you'll get the recipe, and you'll be able to create this pie visually, which is totally awesome. This recipe is also on my website, macrovale.com, along with this recipe being printed in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, and it's also on the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide website. Chocolate cream pie. I'm so excited about this recipe. This is one of my best recipes I've ever created. For years, I used to make this recipe at my Christmas party that I used to host every year. And I would invite all my students from the previous year, and they would just wait for this chocolate cream pie. They were so excited about it. It's thick. It's delicious. It melts in your mouth. It's out of this world delicious. I also have upcoming in this show the history of chocolate and how it's produced, and lots of information about chocolate and the many different kinds of chocolate that there are out there. So I'll educate you all about chocolate. And so I'm looking forward to this show. And at this time, I would like to thank the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and everybody there who worked so diligently and so hard to produce the radio show and the magazine. Please, if you get a chance, pick up this wonderful magazine. All the articles in the magazine are uplifting, positive, inspiring, and I usually, you know, can't wait for the magazine to come out, and I read it from cover to cover. You know, it's really important, I think, nowadays, too, especially it seems like we turn on, you know, if you ever watch the radio news, which I only watch the news for weather, but or news feeds or anything like that on the computer, we got so much unfortunate negative energy floating around there. So anytime you can find a resource for positive, uplifting energy, it's a blessing. And the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide is an absolute total blessing with positive, uplifting articles in it. And I also, you know, it's the beginning of the show, but I would like to make an announcement, which I will talk more about later on in the show, but this is my last radio show coming to you on the Body, Mind, Spirit Radio Network. I've been honored to be a part of this network for about 3 years coming to you, sharing my recipes and my cooking tips and everything else. But even something that, you know, goes on for a while and is a blessing in your life eventually does come to an end, and you're just happy about being able to be a part of it for so long. I've been blessed to be able to come to you and share my knowledge with you, but this will be my last show. So let's make it the best show I've done so far. I think I saved probably my best recipe, the chocolate cream pie, for last. So I'm so grateful to be able to bring you this recipe. I would like to extend my gratitude and thanks to Courtney, my producer, and Penny, you know, the lady who started this whole enterprise and works very diligently, and everybody there at the staff of Body Mind Spirit Guide, Body Mind Spirit Radio. I've been honored to be a part of the network. Okay, but moving on with today's wonderful show, let's talk about chocolate. I just love chocolate. Most people, when you talk to them, love chocolate, right? There are exceptions to the rule, though, that I do come across that for some reason, I don't like chocolate. And I think maybe the reason why some people don't like chocolate is because chocolate has a bitter flavor. In its natural form, chocolate is bitter to the taste. But that's what makes chocolate so healthy and wonderful for you, is that it has that natural bitter taste. In fact, historically, if we go back in history, like 1,000 years ago, if you were to be served chocolate, you would be totally surprised. Because back then, chocolate was served as a beverage, and it was usually a hot beverage similar to coffee, and what people drink nowadays is coffee. There was not sugar added to it. They were not processing the chocolate at that time to make chocolate that we know of it nowadays. Again, it was used almost exclusively for this warm, hot drink that they would serve. And the Aztecs actually believed that the cocoa seed was a gift from the gods. I mean, it was so highly valued back then. They believed it had a lot of wonderful medicinal properties, which the cocoa bean actually does. But they totally believed that it would impart wisdom into you. They believed it was an aphrodisiac, that it would make you strong and robust and give you lots of energy, which... the cocoa bean in itself does contain caffeine. So they weren't far off the mark with what they believed back then. In fact, the cocoa bean was so valued back then for its healing properties and its what they believed to be food of the god that they actually used it as currency, which tells you a lot about it was just valued so much back then. After the, now it wasn't until really the 16th century that sugar was added to chocolate. So they actually were consuming it for thousands of years as a bitter drink. Once they did add sugar to it, it actually became very popular throughout Europe. But the chocolate, again, back then still was not what we would consider chocolate nowadays. It still was quite bitter, and it was so expensive that I'm telling you, chocolate back then was really reserved for royalty, and only people, you know, in the elite classes could actually consume the chocolate. The chocolate back then was harvested exactly the way that it's been harvested nowadays, really. It goes through this process that's pretty much similar than what we do right now. It hasn't changed much. Harvesting the cocoa bean is still done by hand, actually. So it's a very time-consuming process. The pods are carefully broken open to release the cocoa beans. I don't know if people know that, but the actual cocoa plant is, the cocoa beans are grown in a pod. So the pod does need to be opened to release the cocoa beans. Now, those cocoa beans, this is so interesting. These cocoa beans, once they come out of the pod, are surrounded by this weird, white, moist, fibrous pulp. It actually, when you look at pictures of it, it looks quite bizarre, like some weird pod thing from outer space, like aliens or something. It looks really weird. The white pulp and the bean is actually scooped out. And what they do is they pile it in a big heaping pile, and they keep the pile moist. They actually cover it like with banana leaves. And the reason why they do that is because they want the cocoa beans to ferment. Now, this fermentation does start to happen, and they've got to have that white fibrous pulp with the bean for this fermentation to occur. When the cocoa bean is in this fermentation process, during the fermentation with just about any food, but especially with the cocoa bean, alcohol is created, and that helps to break down the cocoa bean so that we can actually digest the cocoa bean later. As the cocoa bean is in this big, huge pile, periodically they do gently move this pile and mix it so the fermentation can go throughout all the beans. This also helps to put oxygen into this pile of fermenting cocoa beans, which is actually the first process in processing the cocoa bean for our consumption. I found this very interesting, this whole process of how they create the cocoa for us to consume. Well, it's about time for my first break. And so before we go on break, let me just tell you about one of my upcoming cooking classes. On Wednesday, February 17th, I am teaching my Mexican enchilada cooking class. This is one of my most popular classes. Whenever I teach a Mexican class, I get a lot of students interested because I create vegan Mexican recipes, and I don't use tomatoes. I use my own original red sauce, which is a sauce that's created with onions and carrots and beets. And it tastes just like tomato sauce, but there's no tomatoes in it. This class is February 17th from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. This class is taught in my home in Westland, Michigan, which means it's a hands-on cooking class. When you come to a class in Westland here in my home, you get to help make the food. Everybody helps participate, which I think you learn more when you help participate. This class is $45. Which does include your recipes and a meal. You get to sit down and eat the food that we've created in this class. You can sign up by going to my website, macrovale.com. I do accept charge cards. In this class, we will be making the enchiladas, but the enchiladas have a lot of components to them. So there will be the tempeh filling we'll be creating. There's also a vegetable filling. I'll be teaching you how to make my red sauce. And then we're going to turn that red sauce into some chili sauce, a little spicy sauce that actually goes in the enchiladas. Along with, in this class, there'll be a dessert. I'll teach you how to make my version of flan. Flan is a traditional Mexican custard dessert. And also in this class, we'll be serving, and I'll be teaching you how to make Mexican hot chocolate. This is a don't miss cooking class. I'm telling you, these Mexican enchiladas are out of this world delicious. So go to my website, macrovale.com, for more information. Let's go on a quick break, and when we come back, I'll finish talking all about chocolate.
Thank you, Valerie. You're listening to Healthy Cooking with Macro Vale and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her topic for today is chocolate and her amazing recipe for chocolate cream pie. She's been doing this for a very long time, many years, and offers many tips and recipes to eat well, live well, and help your body feel better. You can visit her website at www.macrovale.com for more information, tips, and recipes that she will talk about today and in the past, and for more information about her cookbooks, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, or Healthy and Delicious Cooking Spring Season. You can also go to BodyMindSpiritGuide.com, where we post Valerie's recipe every month. So if you don't get a chance to write her tips and recipes down, you can visit her website and the BodyMindSpiritGuide.com website for that information. Valerie teaches classes, and if you are out of state, please check out her website. She does offer classes on DVD. And she also offers one-on-one sessions, and you can connect with her by phone to set up an appointment. I highly recommend you visit her Facebook page, MacroVale Foods, for even more wonderful information. You can call her personally at 734-722-4553 to book a personal appointment. And lastly, if you have any questions about today's show, please feel free to contact Valerie personally through Facebook, by phone, or through her website, macrovale.com. And we also highly recommend that you go back into archive and listen to all of her amazing shows through the BodyMindSpiritRadio.com website. And now I give you back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm so glad you tuned in to listen today, all about chocolate, food of the gods, because it is February, and what happens in February? Well, we have Valentine's Day. So many people give chocolate as a Valentine's Day gift, and I think that's a great idea, you know, to give chocolate as Valentine's gift, especially if it's homemade chocolate treats that maybe you made yourself. It tells and shows people just how much they mean to you when you take the time and effort to create something for them. I have many chocolate recipes. I do enjoy using chocolate. And this chocolate cream pie is one of the best. I really hope that you get this recipe and try it. Again, the recipe is on my website, macrovale.com. It's also on BodyMindSpiritGuide.com. And I also post it on my Facebook page, MacroVale Food. So there's lots of ways you can get this recipe. We were talking before the break all about how chocolate is manufactured and produced, which I find so interesting. So let's get back to the cocoa bean. So we have the cocoa bean in a big heap. It's been fermenting. And now the cocoa beans, after they're fermented, they have a high moisture content. So these beans need to be dried, okay? They usually dry these cocoa beans in the sun. After drying in the sun, the cocoa beans are then sent to the manufacturer or the place that's going to produce whatever product they want with the cocoa beans. These cocoa beans are then roasted. All chocolate that you consume is roasted. It has to be in order to make it digestible, number one, but also to help get rid of some more of that moisture content. The beans are then cracked. They're not actually crushed. They go through this process where they actually crack them. They put them in this interesting cone-shaped machine or whatever that cracks the beans. This is what is called cocoa nibs. Maybe you've been to the store and you've seen the bag of cocoa nibs. Everybody's all crazy about these cocoa nibs because they're going on and on about how healthy it is for you. And again, chocolate is very healthy for you. I'm going to get into the health benefits here in just a couple of minutes. But cocoa nibs are not raw. They have been roasted. You know, being in the food industry for such a long time, I've seen all these trends come and go. And it's kind of frustrating because it's very deceptive to the public, and you really need to do your research. But the word right now that's in, and they like to put it on packages of food because people have been brainwashed to think it's healthier if it says it, is the word raw, okay? This raw food movement came out, and it's been out in the public for a while. I think it's kind of brainwashed people. I don't really believe in the concept. I believe in healthy whole food from Mother Earth, eaten in its whole form, but both cooked and raw food. You need a balance in your life to create health and longevity. And our ancestors have been eating cooked food for hundreds of thousands of years. But the concept behind it was that stop eating refined processed food and eat food again, from Mother Nature in its whole form. They used the word, quote-unquote, raw. So now people in the public think that if a food is labeled raw, that it's healthier for you. So they make these cocoa nibs, which, again, are healthy for you. They're very good for you. But they put the word raw on them, which is very deceptive because the chocolate and the cocoa bean have to be roasted in order for the human to consume it so that we can digest it. There are a lot of foods on the planet, actually, that have to be cooked before we can eat them. Another nut or seed is the cashew. Cashews are grown on a tree, and they actually have like a fruit pulp around them that has to be extracted. And then they have to take that cashew nut, they have to roast it in order for it to be digested by the human species. So it's another food example out there that even though you can buy raw cashews at the health food store, they're not raw. They've been roasted. So it's very deceptive. So again, I really, really encourage people to educate themselves, get to know exactly what the terms are on the food that you're buying, because we all have great intentions. We all want to eat healthy, right? But when we've been deceived by the food industry with little catch words that are on there, such as raw, that, you know, some foods can't be sold in their raw form. Just something that you definitely want to check into. All right, so we're back to processing chocolate, and we've gotten to them the cracked form. Then what happens is those cocoa nibs go through a process of grinding, and that gets turned into chocolate we all know and love. Most chocolate that's out there, unless you buy unsweetened baking cocoa, which actually this recipe calls for in the crust of the pie, it calls for unsweetened baking cocoa. But unfortunately, all the health benefits that you find is in chocolate and the cocoa bean, okay? Once the cocoa bean gets turned into, let's say, a candy bar, sometimes the things that they add to the chocolate neglect the healing properties of the chocolate because what they do is they add a lot of sugar. And I've done a lot of past shows, and I've written articles and everything about white refined sugar and how we know white refined sugar is not good for you in any way, shape, or form. In fact, it's not even a food. But they also put additives and fillers and flavoring in there, you know, when they're going to create something such as a candy bar. And, of course, they sometimes put dairy in there. And so at all costs, if we could avoid processed food, again, it's better for us. And another interesting thing, did you know that they also put wax in chocolate? So chances are that candy bar, that commercially produced candy bar that you're eating has paraffin in it. It actually has wax. Why do they do this? Well, they do this so that the chocolate looks shiny and pretty. And they want to create the appearance of it looking pretty without going through the process tempering the chocolate. When you work with chocolate, sometimes they temper it, and that's like a cooking term. And people are like, well, what does that mean, tempered chocolate? Well, what they do is they heat the chocolate once, they let it come back to room temperature, and then they heat it again. And what that does is when you create chocolate candies, it gives this beautiful chocolate sheen on the chocolate candies. That's called tempering. Now, if you don't want to go through the process of heating the chocolate twice, these manufacturers that create cheap chocolate, they add wax or paraffin to the chocolate. So you want to be careful of that. How great is chocolate for you? Oh, it's got lots of health benefits to it. It's got antioxidant properties to it. Antioxidants help you fight off diseases. So it's got vitamin E, which is a really strong antioxidant property. It does contain vitamin B1 and B2, contains vitamin A and C, and also contains vitamin D. Most people don't know that. High in calcium, contains potassium, magnesium, iron. Now, it contains tryptophan, which I'm sure many of you have heard about, which is actually like a feel-good product. It actually can increase the production of serotonin into your brain, which actually makes chocolate an aid in helping you sleep, because that's what happens when you release tryptophan in your brain. You tend to get tired and you want to sleep. And again, chocolate also has many health benefits. Good for the heart. Chocolate has been known to be good for the heart. It can help stimulate the central nervous system. Chocolate acts as a diuretic, so it helps cleanse your body. It acts as an antidepressant, a natural de-stressor, probably from the release of the serotonin naturally. Can help reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. Now, we're talking about the dark chocolate here. Dark chocolate can neutralize free radicals in your system, too. This dark chocolate is the chocolate that I use in my chocolate cream pie, which I want to share that recipe with you. So if you're listening on the phone, or excuse me, on the internet, well, you can also listen on the phone, too, but if you're listening on the internet, you want to get out a piece of paper and a pen right now, because I'm about ready to give you the recipe. And again, this recipe is available on my website, macroval.com, on bodymindspiritguide.com, and on my Facebook page, Macroval Food. So we're going to create the pie, and we're going to have a crust, and we're going to have a filling. So here's the crust. You want 2 cups of crispy brown rice cereal. This is a organic brown rice cereal that I get from the health food store, and it does not have any sugar in it, and it makes a really nice crust, so I decided to use this as the basis of this crust. 1 cup of roasted pecans, 3/4 of a cup of brown rice syrup. Brown rice syrup is my preferred sweetener because it does not spike your blood sugar level. Made from 100% organic brown rice. It's the healthiest sweetener you can use. And you're going to want 2 tablespoons of unsweetened baking cocoa. 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, because cinnamon, I don't know if you know this, but complements chocolate. So that's a good combination, cinnamon and chocolate. But you don't need a lot of cinnamon, just like 1/2 teaspoon. And then you're going to want a pinch of sea salt to go into that crust also. The filling is going to consist of 1 package, which is 12 ounces, of organic silken tofu. Last month, my radio show was all about tofu. So if you get a chance, you can listen to the archive of that radio show, learn all about tofu. But I did mention that the only time I use silken tofu is when I create a dessert. Because I want the dessert to have this, as the name implies, this beautiful silken consistency. So the silken tofu you will find in a box on the shelf, and it does not need to be refrigerated because it does have a preservative in it, which is another reason why I only use silken tofu when I'm making a dessert, which is occasionally I use the fresh tofu on a regular basis because it does not contain this preservative. You're going to want 1 1/4 cup of grain-sweetened chocolate chips. So let me educate you on my favorite chocolate chips that I use out there, that I use all the time whenever I need chocolate. It's a brand called Sunspire. I've been using these chocolate chips for, you know, like 20 years or so. Now, I like the grain-sweetened chocolate chips because they're sweetened with malted corn and barley. Okay, malted corn and barley come from the grains, barley, and corn. It is similar to brown rice syrup, whereas brown rice syrup comes from brown rice, where they cook these grains down until they get this thick, sweet consistency that, again, the sugar in there is maltose. Maltose is the least reactive sugar there is, so it's never going to spike your blood sugar level. So these are my favorite chocolate chips, grain-sweetened chocolate chips, Sunspire brand. Unfortunately, because they have barley in them, they are not 100% gluten-free. But these are my preferred chocolate chips because they're great for people with diabetes or any type of blood sugar problems. It's not going to spike your blood sugar level. The filling also consists of a third of a cup of brown rice syrup, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and a pinch of sea salt. So let's prepare the crust. So to prepare the crust, put in the food processor the roasted pecans and the crispy brown rice cereal. You want to puree that until it's chopped up very fine, small pieces. Then you're going to add the brown rice syrup, the baking cocoa, the cinnamon, and the sea salt to the food processor, and you're going to pulse the processor until all the ingredients come together and they form, it forms a dough that kind of like sticks together. It's wet and it's thick. So now what you're going to do is you're going to get a pie shell and you're going to oil it so that the crust, and get your hands wet so that the dough does not stick to your hands. And then you're going to press this pie crust filling into the pie shell, and you're going to refrigerate the pie crust until it's very cold so that you can pour the filling into it. Well, I see it's time for another break. So before we go on break, when we come back from break, I'm going to finish this recipe with you. But before I go on break, let's talk about another one of my upcoming cooking classes. It's called Casseroles Cooking Class. It is on Wednesday, February 24th. Again, in my home in Westland, from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. The fee is $45, and you can prepay on my website. When you prepay for a cooking class, you get a discount of $2, so it's actually $43. This does include the recipes, and it includes a meal. You get to sit down and eat the food we've prepared. This class, Out of This World Delicious, again, casseroles, baked in the oven. They impart warmth into your body. And when you create a casserole, it's like a complete meal all in one dish. So in this class, I'll be teaching you how to make a kasha tofu turmeric mochi casserole, a creamy pasta vegetable casserole. Both of these dishes, like I said, are a complete meal by themselves. And then there'll be a dessert in this class too, blueberry raspberry walnut crisp. And I'll be using that brown rice syrup that I told you about to create this dessert. This is going to be another awesome class that I'm teaching in the month of February. So make sure you get a chance to go to my website and sign up for it, macroval.com. All right, let's go on another break here. And when we come back, I'll finish up this recipe.
Thank you, Valerie. You're listening live with Healthy Cooking with MacroVal and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling great. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She's given many tips and recipes today, so I'd love to direct you to her website, www.macroval.com, for more information. You can connect with her personally by phone and book your private appointment. Her number is 734-722-4553. And we welcome anyone to visit bodymindspiritradio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows and archive. You can actually slow them down so you can write down any or all of her information she has said today or prior. Please visit bodymindspiritguide.com for her recipes. And continuing henceforth, please visit bodymindspiritguide.com for all of her recipes that we will be publishing. Excuse me. If you have any questions about today's show, we want to direct you to contact Valerie personally by phone, Facebook, or through her website, macroval.com. And now I give you back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We are in the middle of my chocolate cream pie recipe. I'm telling you, this is one of my best recipes. I made this for many, many years for my Christmas party. And all my students couldn't wait until it, because I only made this pie once a year. I got to tell you, this pie is very decadent. It's very rich. So once you create this pie, you only need like a small piece. It's very satisfying. It's sweet. It's thick. It's a dark chocolate pie. It's very satisfying. I really think you're going to love this pie. So let's get back to the pie right now. We've created the crust, and we've put it in the refrigerator to become cold. Now we're going to create the filling. So here's how you're going to do it. You're going to take that package of organic silken tofu, and you're going to steam it. Just put it in a steamer pot for approximately 5 minutes. There's a couple of reasons behind this. Number one, steaming it, and then you're going to mix it with the melted chocolate chips. It helps to incorporate the food together when they're both warm. But also, when you cook tofu, you make the tofu more digestible. So it's just easier for your body to assimilate. While that tofu is steaming for 5 minutes, here's what you're going to do with the chocolate chips. Now, I put my chocolate chips in a pan, and I put them on my stove at the lowest possible temperature. And they slowly melt on the stove, and you have to stir them. Once they start to melt, you have to stir them constantly because it's very easy to accidentally scorch these chocolate chips, and we don't want to do that. Another way that you can melt chocolate chips is in a double boiler, which you can create yourself in the kitchen. You can take a pot and put some water in it, bring the water to a boil, and then put a bowl on top of that and put the chocolate chips in the bowl, and you can melt the chocolate chips like that. I just find it's quicker and easier to do it in a pan, but you do have to be diligent and watch those chocolate chips in the pan. It's like you have to be a constant babysitter while they're melting so you don't accidentally scorch them. Now, once the chocolate chips are melted and the tofu has been steamed, put that in the food processor along with your additional third cup of brown rice syrup, a teaspoon of vanilla, and your pinch of sea salt. Now, puree this for quite a while until it becomes very, very smooth and you've gotten rid of all the chunks of the tofu in there. And then what you're going to do is you're going to pour that smooth chocolate puree over the pie crust. Put it in the refrigerator. Let it sit in the refrigerator for a couple hours. It's got to completely cool because when it cools, the chocolate will solidify and become solid so that when you cut it, you get a piece pie. You don't get, like, chocolate pudding. I'm telling you, this pie, if you're going to serve guests or company, there isn't anybody on the planet who likes chocolate who wouldn't absolutely love this pie. Very, very delicious. It's creamy. It's got that dark chocolate flavor to it. And the crust is interesting. It's thick and it's gooey. It's almost like a brownie crust. So on top of the creaminess of the pie, you've got the underlying crust, which is just out of this world delicious. To decorate the pie, I took some of those grain-sweetened chocolate chips and crush them, and then sprinkle that on the top. Makes it really pretty and decorative, and you can go ahead and do that too. So again, make sure you check out this recipe on my website, macrovale.com, on bodymindspiritguide.com, and or my Facebook page, Macrovale Food, where I post this in a pictorial version. So I hope you enjoy that recipe. It's one of my best, and I think you'll appreciate it. Now, at the end of the show, I always bring on my producer, Courtney. I'd like to bring her on, and we'll answer a couple questions about the recipe and bring her on for one last time because I did make the announcement that this is my last cooking show, radio show. But I will be, you know, continuing to teach cooking classes and sharing my recipes on my website. But Courtney, welcome to my last cooking show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. On behalf of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, Val, we want to thank you for all of your wonderful radio shows and for being a part of the network.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's been an honor and a privilege, and I've thoroughly enjoyed every radio show I've done, and I want to thank, you know, everybody there for all your time and effort that you put into the magazine and the radio show. It's been a lot of fun, but You got a question out there about the recipe, about chocolate?
Yes. What is the healthiest version of chocolate? Some people say it's dark chocolate, that you should actually avoid milk and, you know, white chocolate and so forth. So what is the healthiest version of chocolate?
Oh, my God, that's a great question. Yeah, the healthiest version of chocolate is the dark, bittersweet chocolate. In fact, the way our ancestors consumed it like 1,000 years ago, like in a hot beverage, a bitter beverage, is actually the healthiest way to consume it. But most people nowadays are not going to, you know, have it that way. So, again, look for chocolate, again, this grain-sweetened chocolate that I get because there's no refined sugar in it. But other chocolates that are out there, of course, if you can get organic chocolate, hey, that's a great step in the right direction because there's no pesticides and chemicals sprayed on it. And the less sugar, the better, okay? So there are some other, you know, chocolate chips out there and chocolate that you get from a health food store that maybe would have evaporated cane sugar in it, which is actually better than white refined sugar because there is some vitamins and minerals that get retained in the sugar. So it's not complete empty calories like white sugar, which we want to avoid at all costs. Bittersweet chocolate also has less sugar in it than some other sweet chocolate out there. So bittersweet chocolate is the chocolate liqueur with less sugar in it. So that might be a healthy version to consume. Now, milk chocolate. Now, I do not recommend milk chocolate at all, obviously, because it's got milk in it. And the milk is very mucus forming in your system. It's what creates allergies. And when you get a cold and your nose runs and things like that, that's all mucus in your system. If you have congestion in your lungs or earaches or something like that, that's mucus in your system. So I haven't consumed dairy in, 20-some years, and I don't recommend that people do. Unfortunately, I know a lot of people like milk chocolate. It's like 85% of all chocolate consumed in the United States is milk chocolate. And people like the milk chocolate better because there's also way more sugar in milk chocolate, so it's a sweeter version. But you don't get all the health benefits as the dark chocolate. And then, of course, there's white chocolate, which I don't recommend white chocolate either. Because most white chocolate is not even chocolate at all. Most white chocolate is some confectionery, artificial concoction that's been made using inexpensive vegetable oils that are hydrogenated. Sometimes they use animal fat. And this white chocolate is typically white in color. Now, you can get a healthier version of white chocolate, again, probably at health food stores, that actually does contain some chocolate derivative, some cocoa butter, but it's far less than real traditional dark chocolate. But it does contain some cocoa solids in the form of cocoa butter, but it does lack the antioxidants that's provided in traditional, dark chocolate. This chocolate would be pale ivory or yellow in color, whereas the other really unhealthy white chocolate I told you about is going to be a real traditional white-looking thing. So if you see a chocolate out there that's really, really white, you can pretty much guarantee there isn't even any cocoa in it whatsoever. It's just basically fat and sugar is what it is. So I hope that answers the question. I see we only have about 7 minutes left. So I'm going to take the thank you so much, Courtney. I'm going to take this opportunity now to end the show talking about my future plans and some upcoming things with MacroVal because, I've been in business for 19 years teaching cooking classes. I'm never going to stop teaching classes. I always have upcoming classes, and they're always new and different classes. I'm always in the kitchen creating new recipes on a regular basis. Okay. Every month I do teach different cooking classes. So So please make sure that you do check my website, macrovail.com, every month. I also do have a newsletter that I send out monthly with all my upcoming cooking classes and events, and you can sign up for that newsletter on my website. Once a month, I do teach a free cooking demo at the Better Health Store in Novi, and that's the second Saturday of the month, every month. So upcoming this in February, February 13th, I will be at the Better Health Store in Novi from noon until 1 o'clock, and I will be teaching two dishes that incorporate cooking for the wintertime, which I briefly talked about at the beginning of the show. And the Better Health Store is located in Novi on Grand River Avenue, and that's something that is an ongoing basis, the second Saturday of the month, every month. This is a free cooking demo. It's not really a cooking class. It's just people sitting there observing me doing recipes. And you do get a little sample of the food that I've created, and you do get the recipes. My regular cooking classes that I teach in my home is a hands-on experience. Everybody helps participate making the food. I think you learn more when you actually come to the classes. These classes usually are on Wednesday evenings. I usually have two classes a month. The classes run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. It is $45 for one of these classes, but if you prepay online, you get $2 off, so it's $43. You can also prepay by sending me a check or a money order in the mail. You can contact me directly, and here's my phone number, 734-722-4553, so that you can send me a check or money order through the mail. The classes I have upcoming in February. February 17th, I will be doing my Mexican enchilada cooking class. If you're going to attend one cooking class this year, please make it this Mexican class, because my Mexican classes are just the most flavorful, outstanding class. I have taught this enchilada cooking class twice before because it's so popular. The first time I taught it, I had a young lady attend the class. She was a student, and she said it was the best Mexican food she'd ever had in her life. And I'm teaching you how to make vegan Mexican food. So, I mean, that was a huge compliment, and I really did appreciate it. In this class, I will be making tempeh enchiladas. So in this class, there's a lot of components to making the enchiladas. We'll be making the tempeh filling, the vegetable filling. I'll be making my original red sauce, which tastes just like tomato sauce, but there's no tomatoes in it. We'll be making a flan dessert, which is a traditional Mexican dessert, and a Mexican hot chocolate. On Wednesday, February 24th, I'll be doing my casseroles cooking class. I'll be teaching you how to make kasha tofu turmeric mochi casserole, a creamy pasta vegetable casserole. Both of these dishes are a complete meal just by themselves. And the dessert, blueberry, raspberry, walnut crisp. Again, if you go to my website, I do have my cookbook available for purchase, Healthy and Delicious Cooking Spring Season. This is my new cookbook that just came out last year, full of full-colored pictures and recipes, all geared towards cooking for the spring season, which is just around the corner. Some of the wonderful recipes featured in this cookbook is my romaine lettuce stuffed with spring tofu dip. This one's so delicious. It's a nice finger food. I have a springtime miso soup recipe. My collard green lasagna recipe is in this cookbook. This is one of my regular customers' favorite recipe, collard green lasagna, out of this world. Right now, on my website, this is the only cookbook that's available for purchase, because my first cookbook that came out, called Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, which actually came out 10 years ago, temporarily out of print right now. So what I'm working on is a revised, updated edition of Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. This cookbook has sold very, very well throughout the 10 years that it's been out there. This has some of my most popular recipes in it, my sweet potato salad, which is my signature dish, my quinoa salad with walnuts and raisins, my macaroni and mochi, which is my version of macaroni and cheese. But what I'm doing is I'm currently retyping this whole cookbook which is an undertaking in itself. And I'm updating these recipes because I've made changes throughout the years. So please stay tuned, you know, check out my website, sign up for my email. I will make a huge announcement when this is done, but I wouldn't expect this to be done for a couple months because I'm in the process right now of retyping this whole cookbook, which is very time-consuming, but eventually in the end, it's going to be a masterpiece when it's done. I'm so excited about this because I've wanted to make many changes in this original cookbook that I will be updating and revising. So I'm pretty excited about that. And I also have a regular series of free lectures that I will be giving at the Westland Public Library. The next one is going to be Thursday, March 24th, and it's from 6:30 until 7:30. It's a free lecture. This lecture is going to be all about sugar and healthy sugar substitutes. And I will be throughout the year at the Westland Public Library on a regular basis giving these lectures. It's another great way for you to learn more about healthy cooking. Stay connected with me, which I hope you do stay connected with me. I also have other free lectures coming up at various different places. And in the summertime, you can always visit me at the Westland Farmers Market, which I do participate in, and I have my food for sale there. I make lots of healthy desserts and my original whipped garlic, which is another great product that I sell on a regular basis. Well, it's time for me to conclude and end my show. I just want everybody out there to remember that eating healthy is not difficult and hard. Just take one small step at a time. Do one thing that will get you there. Stay connected with me through my website, through my Facebook, MacroVal Food, through my YouTube channels, which I'll also be posting some new YouTube videos coming up here shortly. And remember that eating variety is the spice of life. So when you're trying to eat healthy, just remember to make it varied and make it simple. Go out there and try new food that you haven't tried before, like organic rutabagas, parsnips, you know, things like that you may be unfamiliar with. Go ahead and buy them. Take them home, cook them up, see what you think. Always be adventurous in your cooking. I always close my show with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Some of the most powerful words I've ever read before in my life came from his series of books, book one, book two, book three. It's called Conversations with God. It's by Neil Donald Walsh. The book literally has changed my life a couple times in my life. Incredible words of wisdom in this series of books. I highly recommend that everybody check out these books if you haven't before. And this is one of my favorite quotes from his book. Love is the energy with it, which expands, opens up, sends out, stays, reveals, shares, and heals. I am sending you all prosperity, abundance, and health. Thank you so much. It's been an honor and a privilege to come to you every month. Thank you, and everybody out there, I will miss you, but hopefully stay tuned and keep in touch with me. Thank you very much.